I wanted to talk to you all children a little bit about one of today's saints, which is Saint Vincent. Now, Saint Vincent, he lived a long, long time ago near the early days of the church, in the very beginning, in the late 200s, in the early 300s. And when he was still quite a bit young, in the very early parts of the 300s, he was made a deacon by a bishop named Saint Valerius. So at the time he was just Valerius, but he would later become a saint because he was a martyr too. And so he was made a deacon to help Valerius in the preaching, because Valerius, he had what we call a speech impediment. It was difficult for him to talk clearly and to be heard well by everybody around him. But he knew he needed to spread the gospel, so he made Vincent a deacon to do that work for him. And so Vincent went everywhere with Valerius and helped him out as he went along, and he would preach for the good old bishop. And all of a sudden, one day, both of them were captured by one of the pagan prefects, Dacian, and they were thrown into prison. And they said, just throw them in the prison and just really just kind of neglect them for a long period of time, because we want to bring them back to paganism. So if we just leave them there to kind of rot in prison, they'll soon see the right way. And so they threw him in jail, and they just left him alone, didn't really feed him very much, and had nothing but hard floor around them. But when the jailers finally came back, they saw that they were not only still there, and still Christian, but jumped up and immediately began to praise God at the first opportunity. So they, kind of being a little discouraged, they brought them before Dacian, and he was very upset about that. So he started to switch up his tactics a little and gave them different things. Like, he would threaten them at one point with all sorts of tortures. Then he would promise them riches and little bits of titles and things like that. And he'd go back and forth between threats and promises of comfort. And finally, after hearing him for, you know, several minutes go on, Vincent looked at Valerius, and he said to him, you know, if you want me to, I'll speak up on our behalf. And Saint Valerius, the bishop, he looked at him and said, I made you a deacon in order to preach the gospel, and now it is your turn to defend it. And so right then and there, Saint Vincent stood up, and he told the jailers that it didn't matter what they threatened them with or what they promised to give them, they would never deny Christ, and they would gladly suffer any tortures whatsoever for the faith. And so this made Dacian really mad, and so he started to begin all sorts of different tortures on these two poor clerics. And so it said that they were strung up, and St. Vincent was racked on the rack, and they tore at his flesh with hooks, iron hooks. And while he was there, he did this great thing, because he was not only not afraid of the torturers, but he even put them in their place. Being so alive with the love of God, he looked at the man and he started laughing at the man who was torturing him. And he said to him, he called him weak and faint-hearted, because no matter what they threw at him, he would always be able to withstand it, because that's how much he loved God. And so he was then taken and all sorts of different other things. He was beaten and things and brought before the judge. And the judge saw him, and he was such a mess because of all his wounds that he took pity on St. Vincent. And he saw how bravely he stood there, and he felt a little bad for him. And so he said, all right, we won't make you sacrifice to the idols. All you got to do is just give us your books so we can burn those. And if you do that, that'll be enough, and we'll let you on your way. And once again, St. Vincent absolutely refused, and he said, no way, I'm not going to do anything of the sort. And so they threw him, like St. Lawrence, on a gridiron, a spiked gridiron over fire. And while he was on there, he continued to praise God. And in fact, they couldn't even bring him to the gridiron. St. Vincent went there himself and laid himself down upon it gladly to suffer more for our Lord. And they brought him off of there and they threw him back into prison, but they had a bunch of broken glass on the ground and that's all he could sleep on. And while he was there, the jailer, the Dacian said, "No, once again, nobody's to see this man. I want him to just sit here until the point he basically almost dies." But the angels came in the middle of the night. And each night they'd come and they'd bring him food and water and they'd take care of his wounds and all of these things. And so one day the jailer saw him and expecting to see a man, you know, just crumpled on the floor and begging for mercy, he saw St. Vincent walking around his jail cell, singing praises to God and singing hymns and talking to the jailer about how great God was and how the angels have revived him to his strength. And so the jailer was converted on the spot after seeing him start walking around and praising God. And so the jailer, too, became a Christian. But finally, after a little while, Dacian was so upset, the bad emperor man, he was so upset that all that he had seen and that Vincent was never shaken, that he said, "Well, just, you know, give him a little bit of a break for once, just so I can try to come up with something new." And so they put him on a nice bed and they allowed people to come and visit him. And it was only then that he finally died. He gave up his soul to God from all the tortures that he had gone through, but lying in a nice comfortable bed. And the people, when they came to see him before he died, would actually touch cloths to his wounds so they could keep it as a relic for themselves. And so when he finally passed away, the Christians of course wanted to bury him, but the emperor would not let them, so he had him thrown out into the wilderness. And he figured that, you know, animals would eat him. But then a raven came, and day and night stood beside his body and would not let any of the beasts or any of the other big birds of prey come at him and protected him. So then they said, "Well, we'll throw him out into the ocean." So they put him in a sack and they threw him into the water. And then sure enough, miraculously, here he came floating right up to the feet of two Christians upon the shore. And they were able to give him finally a proper Christian burial. And so, children, we see with that with St. Vincent, so much confidence and love for God that no matter what happened, no matter what difficulties he faced, he always smiled. He always kept the love of God in his heart, and not only just in his heart, but on his words and in his actions and everything he did, then that nothing could take him away from it. And for us, we have to think, you know, sometimes we have little trials come our way. Sometimes we might be tired and we don't want to say our prayers. Or maybe we are asked by our parents to clean our rooms, or we don't want to necessarily do them. But if we think we can do these things for the love of God, and we can do our best no matter what for the love of God, then we'll always be able to reflect upon it and smile and go and do what we know we have to do, even if it's a little hard. Because if St. Vincent can suffer and die, we can take on little trials to please God, to love him, and to get to heaven one day as well. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.